sheets that we have Lugabe, the mitzvahs, Hasei de Reis of Tia Shofar. So mitzvah Hasei de Reis to blow three times Tshua. That's all it is. Midai Reisa, it says three times you have to blow Tshua. And if you're Mekayim blowing Tshua three times, you're Yotzer mitzvah Hasei de Reis. We learn out that on each Tshua, you have to have before it a tkiya, and afterwards you also have to have a tkiya. It's pasuk ba'avarta shofar trua, taviru shofar. So we learn out a tkiya lefanel and a tkiya l'acharel. So really, mid'araisa, if a person blows three times trua, and each time the trua has a tkiya before it and a tkiya afterwards, he's yaitzah. Chazal or Masupik, what exactly is a Tshua? Is a Tshua a Shvarim? Is a Tshua a Tshua? Or is a Tshua a Shvarim Tshua? So in order to be Yaitza all three Tzadim, so Mela Chazal or Masakim, that we should blow all three. So all together we have to blow three Shvarims, three Tshuas, and three Shvarim Tshuas. Each one has a Tkiel Lefanel and a Tkiel Achrel, which equals up to 30 koilos. This is all midday rice. So now there's a shaila exactly. What is the shear of a chua, and in turn it might have an effect on what is the shear of a tkiya. So there's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, called Rashi and the Rival. What exactly the shear of Tshua is? Rashi Shita is that the shear of Tshua is you blow three koiches. That means, that's it. That's the shear of Tshua. And Tosfos Shita is that the shear of Tshua is nine koiches. Now, it comes out from Tshua, the Taich of Tshua is a Yevava. Yevava means a cry. So the Shail is what type of cry? A cry of a Tshua, a cry of a Shvarim. Shvarim, the cry of Shvarim usually happens before. A person cries, first he cries long Kailas, and then as he gets further into his crying, he cries short Kailas. So according to Rashi, The shear of Tshua is three koiches. According to Tosfos, the Rivam, the shear is nine koiches. This could have an effect on what the shear of Tkiya is. The Gemara says that the shear of Tkiya is the shear of three Tshuas. What does that mean? So the Gemara says that the shear of the tkiyas and all the starim are the shear of three tshuas. That's what the Gemara says. So pashtus, the pshat in the Gemara is that you blow three starim, so you have three tkiyas. The shear of three tkiyas is the shear of three tshuas, which really means that the shear of one tkiya is exactly the shear of one tshua. That is the pashtus, and that is the way we paskin. That's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That the shear of a tkiya is exactly the shear of a tshua. The Rambam shita is, and the Goyim says that is very mistaber. The Rambam shita is, which is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch or the Mishnah Berurah. The Rambam shita is that what does it mean that the shear of the tkiyas of all the bavas are the same shear as a tshua? Zokter Rambam, it means the tkiyas lefanel and the tkiyas acharel. If you take all six tkiyas, and that equals up to three tshuas, which comes out that how much is the shear tkiya? The shear tkiya is not exactly the same amount as tshua. The shear tkiya is half the amount of tshua. So now what we, according to the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch, According to the Pesach and Shulchan Aruch, Shua and Tkiyah is exactly the same thing. So if you hold like Rashi, the Shir and Tkiyah is three Koichos. And if you hold like Tosis, the Rivam, the Shir and Tkiyah is nine Koichos. And according to the Rambam, the Shir of Tkiyah is four and a half Koichos. That's what comes out. Because Shua, let's say, is nine Koichos, and half of nine Koichos is four and a half Koichos. So if you're blowing a long Shua, it doesn't really make a long Tkiyah doesn't really make such an afkamina. What is really an afkamina? The afkamina is legabe shvarim. We have a problem. Shvarim, if we're going to extend, if we're going to make the shvarim a little bit too long, so the shvarim are going to end up being a tkiyah. And if the shvarim end up being a tkiyah, so it's no good. So we have to make sure that we're not going to blow a shvarim the shear of a tkiyah. Okay. So it comes out that according to Rashi, Pashtus, you can't blow a shvarim a shear of three koichas. It has to be two koichas, which is very, very short. Two koichas. We tried it out, and a 18 koichas was less than 4 seconds. So the shear of two koichas is mamish a fraction of a second. Like that's shvarim, according to Rashi. And if you go a little bit longer, you're not yotzeh, because already that's a tkiyah. That's l'chayra pashtus. But over here we have a big machlokes. The machlokes is, that's very good. The shear of tkiyah is exactly the shear of tshua. But don't forget, we have a machloikas, what exactly is a tshua? So, Nachanan, if a tshua is a tshua, and according to Rashi, a tshua is three koichas, so the tkiyah is also that length. But if a tshua is a shvarim, so then a shvarim is not a tshua. A shvarim is longer than a tshua. So l'chayra, on the side that a shvarim is the tshua, so then the tkiyah equals that tshua. So how long is shvarim? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to tenem on that according to Rashi Shita, at least, the shear of shvarim is six koichas. Because you have two koichas for each shever, and three times two is six. As I state in the Mishnah Berurah. There's a big shaila. Other achronim say that no, that the shear, even according to Rashi, the shear of shvarim is eight koichas. Why is that? Because each shever has in it a hefsek in between each shever. So the sum total of the tshua of shvarim is a length of eight koichas, because it's 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. So you have six as far as the koichas, plus you have the two hefsekim, which are also one koich each. So it adds up into eight koichas.
You have the same as hefsek between true is two.
Oh, that's a good point. That's wrong. Because if you ask any Baal Tekeah, there's a big chilek between a shvarim and a tshua. The shvarim, the way you blow a shvarim is, it's three koichas. No, three blowings. You stop between each blowing, and it's a separate blowing. Tshua is one blowing, it's one koyach. And you're just using your tongue to to make that thing. That's not even a shear. That's nothing. It's considered one koyach. It's Lamoshal, the Mechaba, when he brings down a tshua, he says you could blow, you could make it longer. See, he says you could be mayrich in the tshuva. When he talks about shvarim, whether you could go ahead and blow more, he says you could blow as many shvarim as you want. So it's very interesting. Why, when he talks about tshuva, he says you could be mayrich in the tshuva, and when he talks about shvarim, he says you could blow as many shvarim as you want. Either he should say that you could be mayrich in the shvarim, or you should say you could blow as many tshuvas as you want. The answer to that is because a tshuva is really a certain type of tkiya. It's a tkiya that's broken up. And in fact, the Teimonim, they have an interesting way of blowing a tshuva. Their tshuva, the tongue doesn't go in the middle. It sounds like one coil that gets Kaseda gets higher. That's a Teimonisha tshuva. It's one koyach, and it just goes higher and lower. But even our tshuva is called you're being mayrich. You're blowing nine koyaches, and it's considered one in one neshima. It's one koyach that is broken up. So if so, so l'chayim we don't have problems with shvarim, because if shvarim altogether is six or eight koyches, ibazoi the tkiya in the seder of shvarim is at least there's six or eight koyches. So each shever potentially could be up to six or eight koyches. L'chayra, we have no problems. This is the shita of the Ramah. The shita of the Ramah is that in the Seder of Shvarim, you could blow each Shever and you're not going to hit a Tkiya until you blow the sum total of all the Shvarim together. The Mechaber holds not like that. The shita of the Mechaber is that if in any Seder this is a shear of tkiya, you cannot blow a shvarim that shear because it's going to become a tkiya. That's what the Mechaber says. We have to understand it. Why should it be like that? We know that a tkiya is the shear of a tshuva. So if a tshuva is the tshuva, so then the tkiya is that shear. If the shvarim is a tshuva, so then the tkiya is that shear, and the tkiya has to be that shear. So why can't? What's pshat? Why doesn't the Mechaber hold of the Ramah? The Ramah is very misdabah. The Ramah is saying that you have to be done each Seder for itself. Each Seder, in the Seder of Shvarim, you have to be done, this is the Tshuva, and if this is the Tshuva, if I say the tkiya is the sum total of this Tshuva. So why can't I have each Shever being at least up to, not including, the shear of all the shvarim together? So I think the answer, I think it's beduyik like this in the Beis Yosef. I think over here there's a long d'shamachlokes. This that it says that the shear of tkiya is the same shear as tshuva. What's the pshat of that? You can understand it two ways. Either it's a din, or it's a metzius. And I'll explain to you what I mean. Either you could say that this that a tkiya has to be the shear of a tshuva is because if it's not that shear, so then it's not a tkiya. And you need a tkiya to be the same shear. You need that it should be a tkiya. Now we learn out that what is a tkiya? A tkiya is the same length as a tshuva. Or you could say that it's not the metzias of tkiya needs that long. It's a halacha. The halacha is, how much of a tkiya do you need? You need so much of a tkiya. We learn it out. There's a hekish, let's say, I don't know if it's halacha Moshe Mitzinai, or it's a hekish, there's a whole shayla in Achoyenim, exactly how we know that the shear tkiya is a shear of tshuva. But we learn it out, it's a din. It's a halacha. How much of a tkiya do you need? You need so much of a tkiya. If you don't have so much of a tkiya, if the tkiya doesn't go that long, So then you weren't yotzer mitzvah because you didn't do enough of a tkiya. So it comes out, this is a big nafkamina. This is going to be the nafkamina. If you say that it's a mitzias, that if the sheer tkiya is exactly the amount of chua, if you blow it that long, it's a tkiya, and if you don't blow it that long, it's not a tkiya. Oy bazoy. So on the side that a shvarim is a chua, oy bazoy, less than the shvarim is a less than the sum total is not a tkiya. Oy bazoy, I don't have to worry that I'm going to blow a shvarim three keiches or four keiches. But if the halacha of the tkiya is that it has to be eight keiches or six keiches, oy bazoy, less than that is not a mitzias, it's not a chetza of a tkiya. But if you say that you have to blow a tkiya, the amount of a trua is not a mitzias. It's not the definition of a tkiya. It's the halacha of a tkiya. The halacha of a tkiya is that it has to be, you have to blow a tkiya, the length of a trua. Less than that, you might have a tkiya, but you don't have enough of the tkiya. That's not enough. You're not yotzer a mitzvah. The problem over here is not in the chefza of the tkiya. The problem is in the mitzvah. That you didn't do enough of a tkiya to be yotzer a mitzvah. Oy bazoy, that's what the Beis Yosef taines. The Beis Yosef taines that if you see that in the Seder of Trua, which according to Rashi is three keiches, that's all it is. And the tkiya is the length of three keiches. I see that the mitzias of a tkiya is called a tkiya even if it's only three keiches. It's already called a tkiya. I, in the Seder of Shvarim, I need six keiches. That's a halacha. But in Chefza, you want to know the mitzias. What is the mitzias of a tkiya? The mitzias of a tkiya. You can learn up from the Seder of Trua. You can learn up from that Seder what is the mitzias of a tkiya. So you cannot blow a shvarim as long as three koiches. So according to Rashi, according to the Beis Yosef, which we don't paskin like Yishanah, but according to Rashi, according to the Beis Yosef, if someone blows a shvarim the way we blow it, you're now yoytzer the mitzvah hasei the eraisa of shofar. Because you blew the shvarim three koiches, which is our minig. Because we hold like Taisus, and we hold that Trua is nine keiches, and a Mela for us, Shvarim, each Shever is three keiches. So Mela, we're knowing to blow three keiches. But if you hold like Rashi, so by a Trua is three keiches, and a Tkiya is three keiches, and if you hold like the Beis Yosef, then it comes out that is a Chefza of Tkiya. The Chefza of Tkiya is three keiches, and Bazoi, according to the Beis Yosef, according to Rashi, we are not Yoyser of Mitzvah Hasei the Raisa of Tkiya Shefer. The Ramah says that we're Noyig, not like the Beis Yosef, and we hold each Seder you have to be done separately. So Mela Me'ikar Hadin, if someone blows like us, according to the Ramah Shita, we are Yoyser, but you try to keep it short. What is short? How short? So let's cheshbon out. If you hold that a shvar, that a tkiya in the seder of shvarim has to be six keiches, so each shever has to be less than six keiches. If you hold eight keiches, it has to be less than eight keiches. How much is that? That's around a drop more than a second. Each shever, a drop less than a second. But if you hold like the Rambam shita. Let's not forget what the Rambam held. The Rambam holds that the shear of a tkiya is half the shear of a trua. So it comes out. If, let's say according to us, the Rambam holds that the shear of a tkiya, the shear of a trua is 9 kaychas. If the shear of a trua is 9 kaychas, half of that shear is 4.5 kaychas. So according to the Rambam, in Trua, how long is the tkiya? 4.5 keiches. 4.5 keiches less than a second. So according to the Rambam, if you blow at each shever a little bit more than three kaiches, 4.5 kaiches, you're already not yaitzeh mitzasei deraisa, at least according to the Beis Yosef. At least according to the Beis Yosef. Truth is, even now according to the Beis Yosef, the shir shever, even according to the Rambam, how long is the shir shever? Also 9 kaiches. So, according to the Rambam, the shear of Tia is 4.5 kaiches, so you have to be careful that if you want to be noig like us, it's mamish like a chutas iron. You have to blow 3 kaiches, but not 4.5 kaiches. You make it exactly. 3 kaiches, not 4.5 kaiches. Very hard. Very hard. That's as far as the shear of Shvarim. Now, the shear of Tkia. How long is the shear of Tkia? The shear of Tkia is as long, again, as long as the Tshuva. So, if in the Seder of Tashat, or in the Seder of Tarat, 9 kaiches should really do it. In the Seder of Tashrat, so, hurry, you have to have 18 kaiches. Possibly, you need 20 kaiches. Because you have to have sekes in between the two shvarims. Possibly, you need 21 kaiches, because there's a hefsek in between the shvarim and the truah. So, ideally, the shear of a tkiya by tashrat should be 21 kaiches. 21 kaiches is be'erach 4 seconds. That's what it is. However, there's a big machloikas. This is very important. In the Seder of Tashrat, how do you have to blow the Shvarim and the Shuah? The Svara of why we hold that Shvarim Shuah is a Shuah. Because when a person cries, he cries both kaiches. First he cries longer, and then he cries little kaiches. However, most people, they don't do both types of sounds in one breath. So that's why some shitas hold that even though we have to blow a shvarim truah, but there's two distinct koilas, and a mela you have to have b'shtei neshimas. You have to be mafsik in two breaths. Other shitas hold no, that since you're being yaitza the mitzvah of truah with this, and do one big mitzvah, so mela. It has to be in one breath. That is the two shittas that are brought down in Mechaber. So over here, there's a machloikus in how we paskin. The Mechaber paskins that in the Tkiyas de Meyushiv, we should blow Beneshima Achas. And the Tkiyas de Meumid, we should blow Beshtei Neshimas. So I have to explain it a little bit. These two shittas, if you hold that the way to blow Chua, Shvarim Chua is B'shtei Neshimas, so then if you blow B'Neshima Achas, it's not so terrible. L'chadchila you should blow B'shtei Neshimas, because that's the way people usually do it. But if you happen to blow with one Neshima, okay, you did it not like the regular way. It's not so terrible. If the halacha is that you have to blow Shvarim Chua and one Neshima, which means that it has to be one thing, if you're mafsiking, you blow with a B'shtei Neshimas, you're not yoitzer. Plus, you know what it's like? It's like blowing a shvarim, which is supposed to be one thing, and you take a neshima in between, which you're not yaitz. It has to be in one neshima. So shvarim chua, if it's supposed to be in one neshima, and you did it in two neshimas, you're not yaitz. So mela is up to machabah. That the first thing, you make a bracha, you try to do the tkiyas, the miyushiv, you do it one neshima, you yaitz according to everybody, it's fine. Now, afterwards, by Tkiyas de Me'umad, you blow Shtei Neshimas, because that's the Techaparayin, the other Shita, and to have the Hidr of blowing it by Shtei Neshimas. That is the Mechaber Shita. The Ramah, he paskins, no. We blow everything in two Neshimas. That means that according to the Ramah, if you hold that you blow in two Neshimas, you're not Yoisa according to the Shita that holds that you have to have a one Neshima. So the Shaar HaTzion says, even though we usually fear Zach, we usually are noyig like the Ramah, but over here, we generally noyig like the Machaber, because it's a very Gishmak Zach. It's according to everybody. You go ahead and you blow Tchias the Meyushev be one Hashima, one breath, and then it Tchias the Meyushev, we blow in two breaths. That's what we do. So now, the Achroinim HaMa'orer, so now let's get back to the Shir of Tkiyah. If you hold that you have to blow Shvarim Shua B'Shtei Neshimas, now to take a Neshima, that takes time. Now, don't forget, 5 Koiches is 1 second. How long does it take to take a Neshima, to take a breath? Take a breath, it can take time. So some Achroinim say that they tried it out, and they timed it, and it can take up to 6 koiches. It's not all that long, so it dropped more than 1 second. Oibazoi, they say that if you wanna blow Shtei Neshimas, Shvarim Shua and Shtei Neshimas, Shvarim Shua and Shtei Neshimas, you have to blow the Tkiya 27 koiches. It's not all that long. It's a little bit, it's around 5 seconds. It's around 5 seconds. So it comes out. If you're blowing in one Neshima in the Seder, let's say Tkiyas the Miyushiv, the Etzem, you could be Yitza with 4 seconds. A Tkiya is 4 seconds. If you're blowing Tkiyas the Ma'umid with Shtei Neshimas, then you have to have that the Tkiya should be longer. It should be up to around 5 seconds. That's what you have to have. Over here, there's a big machlokes. What does it mean, neshima achas? So the Mishnah Berurah says, neshima achas means in one breath. In one breath, but zokta Mishnah Berurah, you don't blow it mamish together. You don't do that. You have to stop in the middle. But you don't stop a shear of a neshima. You make a hefsik less than the shear of a neshima. Less than the shear of taking a breath. That's what you do. The Chazon Ish held, no, that's not considered one neshima. One neshima, we call it a neshima achas mamish. Neshima achas mamish, according to the Chazon Ish, if you want to be yoytza, the mitzvah of chua, according to the Ishita Shvarim, chua, but neshima achas, you have to blow neshima achas mamish straight. And you're not mafsik at all in the middle. We generally, during davening, we don't blow like the Chazon Ish. However, many kehilas have the meaning that after davening, we blow like the Chazon Ish to be yotze these shittas, to be yotze the shittas of neshima achas, which according to the shittas, you're not yotze if you go ahead and you're mafsik. There's another shaila. A shaila, what happens if a... How exactly does a shvarim look? How does it sound? What is the sound of shvarim? So there's 2 minhagim in the sound of shvarim. One minhag is, the general minhag is, that we blow shvarim, just a third of a tkiya, and it sounds exactly like a tkiya, it's just shorter. And that is the way it says most of the Rishonim, that a Shvarim sounds exactly like a Tkiya, just shorter. However, the Rishonim, as the Ramban, the Rishonim that hold that a Shvarim is not only, the chilek between Shvarim and Tkiya is not only in the length of the sound. There's a chilek in the type of koil that it is. And this is called Tuhutu or Utu. This is where it comes. Some kehilas have the minhag to blow broken up koilas. Now some kehilas blow Tuhutu and some kehilas blow Utu. And I'll explain to you what the difference is. The Shvarim has to be broken. According to these shitas, the Shvarim should be broken. That's the Tzura of a Shvarim. You could be yoytza even according to these shittas. You could be yoytza with the other, with playing, but the shvarim, the way it is supposed to be a broken call. A broken, when a person cries, he cries a broken karim. Now, how broken does it have to be? So, the general minig, the way it was in the Litvische Welt, was to blow tehut. It's broken. It's broken in two places. Reb Chaim had a problem with that. Reb Chaim said, be'etzem, all you have to have that it should be broken in one place. If you're going to break it more, so who says that that's part of the Shvarim? Maybe you're starting a Shua. Because really, the Shvarim, you can finish Tehut. That alone is a Shvarim. If you're going ahead and you're making Tehutu, and that last Koyach, that really could be a Shua. A Moshe, according to the Chaznish, that's a Shvarim Shua, B'Rishim Achaz Mavush. Avazoi Zokti Abchaim, that you have to go and you have to blow Hutu. And you break it once, and don't break it more than once, in order that there shouldn't be any other koil mixed in. So you have these two shittas. Even if you hold that a shvarim is straight, shvarim is just a plain koyach, not broken up. There are those achroinim that say that you should make it; it should go up and down, like. In other words, like a cry. It should sound, because that's really what a truah is. A truah is a yavava, and a yavava means a cry. So you should go ahead and make it sound like a cry. It's not liyikuva, it's a nice thing. It should sound like a cry, but that is equivalent of blowing a straight coil. A broken up coil, that's a different thing. So we have two shittas. What the minig is, if I'm not mistaken, I did a little research in Lakewood, in the old Lakewood. They used to blow straight. They did not make it to Hutus. They didn't do Hutu, and they used to blow straight. What? Yeah, everything. Everything was straight. Could be now they changed, but the way it was in the times of Rabbaran, they blew straight. So what happens if you blow a tkiah, let's say, and it starts going all over the place? You blow a tkiah, it goes up and it goes down and it changes the pitches. It happens very often. So what is that? So the halacha is, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that kol hakoilus ksherim, any kind, you can use any shofar, hayakoil of ma'oid, oidak ma'oid, if the shofar was very thick, very thin, is kosher shekol hakoil is ksherim b'shofar. Any kind of coil is kosher for a shofar. So ma'ela, roi poiskim hold that if the tkia goes up and down, it's fine, kol hakoil is ksherim b'shofar. Rabbi Shulam Diskin was very machbid on this. Rabbi Shulam Diskin held that even though kol hakoilus ksheirim b'shofar, but if in the tkiya itself there's two pitches, so then that's as if the tkiya was split up, and a mele you're not yotze with that. The Welt is not knowing like that. Hopefully we can get enough of a shear to be yotze b'sasei d'raisa without it going up and down. But Me'ikra Adin and the Welt does not fearzak like the Mariel Diskin, and we hold that even if it goes up and down, it's still Kol HaKoilus Ksherim. That's the way all the Paiskin Paskin.
You mean with a break? Or just
oh, so wait a second. So that's a very good point. This is only if there's a coil. But many times, when you blow a tkia, it comes out a blow. It's like you just hear a blow. There's no kol shofar whatsoever. It's just a blow. That's nothing. That's nothing. Even according to us, that's nothing. And the moshel, if you have a tkiah, so a tkiah is not so, it's not so problematic. Well, let's say you have a tkiah and it goes off in the middle and it comes back. So that's equivalent to it stopping in the middle and start blowing again. So that could be a problem. But the moshel could also be a problem when you have a truah. You have a chua, you blow a chua. Many times it happens like this, middle of a chua, and the Baal Tekel loses the position, and it starts, all you hear is, for a few koiches, you hear just a blow. That's a big problem. And if that happens, you have to go back to the beginning of the Seder. And I'll get to that. But the answer to your shaila is that if it's only a blow, that's not considered a kol shofar at all, and a mela, that definitely is not considered that. If you have that, it's not a chelik of the shir, and it's mafsik to tkiya, it's mafsik to chua, it's no good.
Let's say by a tkiya where the kol breaks, it doesn't. You hear something, just the kol changes. Reb Shulib's issue is that it sounds like a shever, or it just doesn't have.
That's not. You can't connect the two kol. The two kolas you can't connect, so it's like you have two distinct. Two distinct kaiches, and you can't connect it. It's not one thing. Two different kaiches. Two different kaiches.
Let's say the first half was long enough to be a key, and then the guy went another four and a half, 5 seconds, and the second inch, and then the beginning, the first half, is it long enough to be a key?
Well, higher. Yes.
You ruined the Seder.
What?
Then you ruined the Seder after that. It has two different keys.
Well, okay, let's go with it. If it's the last key of the Seder, so you just ignore that chalik, and it's fine. If it's the first, so then, unless you just go to the second half.
He could be a shever. The second one would be a shever. The first one with the
kia. No, you can't blow with kia and a shever on the same neshima. That's a problem. Okay. I'm going to point out, and this is nagea. Until now, we're speaking about mostly what's nagea to the Baal Tekel. What's the ge'ah for the oilam is some emesis mishabur is meduyik, that when you're listening to the tkiyas, you should know where you're holding. Because l'moshel, we said that there's three shitas in what exactly a chua is. You can have a shvarim, a chua, and a shvarim chua. Let's say I think that the tkiya that's being blown now is the tkiya of the shvarim, and really it's the tkiya of the chua. So I'm being mechaven for shvarim. I'm being mechaven to be yoseh the mitzvah of shvarim, and really he's blowing the tkiya of the chua. So you're not yoseh with that.
That's why I have a makri.
What?
That's why I have a makri.
That's what. What is the makri going to help you?
This is tkiya, and then he tells
me
what's
going to
come next.
I'm saying, but let's say he said tkiya, and you lost. You don't remember if you're holding. Let's say you're not sure if the makra decided to go back to the first kia to repeat, or maybe he's going weiter. So you don't, you're totally lost. So you think that you're holding the middle of the shvarim, and really you're holding the middle of the trua. So you're not yaitzah. You're not yaitzah. Let's say the Baal Tekel started to blow, and he couldn't do it. It didn't work. So this is a tumult. If the Baal Tekel started to blow, and nothing kosher came out, it means according to any shita, it's nothing. You blew one kayach of a shua. So then you don't have to go back. Then you keep on trying. You try, it came out one kayak and you couldn't go further, so you go.
You mean the very first kia from the Seder?
No, you started kia and chua. Now you started to try to blow a chua and couldn't come out. You blew one kayak and afterwards you couldn't go further. So then you take another breath and you start again. And you go further in the chua. You start the chua again. You don't have to go back to the first kia. However, if the thing that you blew was kosher according to any shitas, lamosh, let's say you blew a trua three kefas, which is kosher according to Rashi, and then you got stuck. So now you have a problem. Because if you blew three truas, according to Rashi, you were yaitzah the trua. Now you're going to try to blow again, so then what you're really doing is you're blowing two truas. You're blowing two chuas. You can't blow two chuas. That's ma'akev. That's no good. So in order to go ahead and have the shita of that chua is nine kaychas, You're going to have to start from the beginning. You have to blow from the first kiyah. And the moshel, this is nageya, what you were speaking about before. Let's say somebody was blowing chua. And he started blowing, and he blew three kayachas, and all of a sudden it went off. He can't blow. And then it got back. Then it got back. So what did he do? He really blew two truths. Two separate truths. He's not yaitz. So he should stop right away. As soon as that goes off, he has to go back to the beginning, because he has no choice. Let's say a shever. Shever is also the same thing. If you blew one shever, by mistake, you couldn't go further, it's fine. Take another neshima, you start all over again. You start the shever all over again. You don't have to go back to the first kiyah. But if it came out a kosher shever, even though that for some reason you're not sefridim, oh, but if there's some shita, the marshal, let's say the shvarim were too short. So you're not yoitz according to all the shitas. But let's say there were two kaychas. Two kaychas. So according to Rashi, yoitz. You can't go ahead now and blow another time three kaychas shvarim, because then it comes out that you're blowing two times shvarim. So then you have to go back to the beginning. Let's say, in the last kiyah, the kiyah la'achrov of the chur, you started blowing, and you blew a little bit at kiyah, and let's say you blew five kaychas, and then you got stuck. So then I think, even though I saw in a sefer not like this, but I think he's not right, and I think that you don't have to go back. And the reason is poshut, because monavshach. If the shear of tkiya is five kaifas, you are yaitz. If the shear of tkiya is more, then this wasn't a shear of anything that's kosher. You have nothing shared. It's not a koil that shares. The only time something is a mafsik is only if it's a shear of a different koil.
It's a shear.
It's a shear of a shever. It's a shear of a shever. A shear of a shever, you don't have to go back for. Only if you blow a complete shever. Only if you blow a complete shvarim. If you blow one shvarim, you don't have to go back for that.
Even if you're supposed to be blowing a tkiyah.
Even if you're supposed to be blowing tkiyah, but if it didn't come out any shear that's kosher, any koil that's kosher, just like if you blow one shever, and you got messed up, you could blow again. You don't have to go back. If you blow a tkiyah and it came out one shever, so if you intended to blow a shever, you're right. But if you didn't intend to blow a shever, you intended to blow a tkiyah, and it came out one shever, so that's just trying to blow a tkiyah. There's nothing wrong. You don't have to go back.
Why don't we afraid that you'll make me own say the shvarim after chua?
Because if it's not a complete shvarim, so then it's not a shvarim. It's just you're trying to blow it here. Yeah, but it has to be a. That's a good point. Yeah, it has to be a kosher chayre. Chayre. You have to know. According to the yes, and according to the Beis Yosef. Yeah. I hear. Okay. No, just that line. Now you have to go back.